This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Tuesday, January the 21st of 2025. Another bitterly cold start here in North Central Wisconsin at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. It is 21 degrees below zero, but that's only part of the story. The wind chill factor is as cold as I've seen it in quite a long time. The wind chill right now, 38 degrees below zero in Wausau. The time is 8:07. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. No stream today. It's because Ian's not here. He knows all that good stuff. And I've got some confusion here, and unfortunately, don't have the video stream. So just on the audio side. So again, glad you could be with us. And coming up here this morning, we will talk about this weather. It is going to warm up, not too far off. And we're going to hear about it from our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. She'll be joining us in about 12 minutes or so at 8:21. Coming up at the top of the second hour after our information update at 9, at 9:06, we'll be joined in studio by the president of the Wausau School Board, Jim Boucher. As there's a lot of interesting information to talk about with the president of the school board. We'll be discussing the upcoming referendum that will be on the ballot on April the 1st, the spring election for the Wausau School District. We'll talk about the consolidation plan for the elementary schools as well, talk about that process, where we stand, where we're going from here. Also talk a bit about what else is going on within the board. Jim Boucher, Wausau School Board President, joining me at 9:06 this morning on the program. Feeling a little better, but still got this, I call it the Trump cough. I say that in jest, you magus. Don't worry about it. But nevertheless, feeling a bit better than I did yesterday. And yesterday was a real struggle getting through it, not only just because it was Inauguration Day, but just generally been a bit under the weather the last few days. Sunday, it was awful. Never got out of bed, basically. Yesterday, was able to get through it, get through the program, then get back home, get back into bed, and been trying to rest up, trying to get back to where I need to be. And one thing that sometimes you get a little bit lucky, and of course during this time of the year, I spent a lot of time doing a lot of high school sports, and I was thinking, boy, oh boy, I wasn't sure I would be able to make it last night, but then the cold weather postponed our scheduled broadcast last evening of Marathon Boys Basketball. And tonight's games that we had scheduled as well, we had a doubleheader, in fact, scheduled tonight. I was going to be in Eau Claire with the Wausau West hockey team taking on Eau Claire North, and Tom Weaver was scheduled to have the Marathon girls basketball team in action against Stratford, but because of the bitterly cold temperatures, those games have been postponed as well. So as much as I love doing the games, I was thinking, man, I don't know how much I got it in me to do them the last couple of nights. So I have to say the cold weather actually turned into a bit of a blessing for once. And hopefully by the time that we get back into our high school sports coverage on Thursday night with a massive game in high school hockey with the Wausau West Warriors and the undefeated number one ranked Stevens Point Panthers, be back to 100%. But again, I thank you for your patience yesterday as I was able to get through that and feeling, again, better today. There'll be times you're going to hear a pause when I turn off my microphone to cough because it's just been that way. But I think a lot of folks have been dealing with it. I was actually talking to somebody. I had a meeting scheduled yesterday morning after the show, and I sent a note to the person I was scheduled to meet with. I said, you know, I don't want you to get sick. I know there's a lot of stuff going around. And she said, yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. And said, yeah, there's been a lot really going around here in the Wausau area recently. So if you've been fighting it, hopefully things are getting better. And hopefully things will get better just generally in terms of everybody's health, in terms of the weather and everything else. One thing, though, when you look at it, again, I look outside, it's actually a pretty looking day. It was not so pretty when I was walking from the parking ramp over here to the station. But if you look out the window right now, it looks really nice. You see a lot of blue skies. It actually looks fairly nice. But boy, when you get out there, make sure you're bundled up because it will not take long for you to feel it. And if you get caught outside for any length of time with exposed skin, it will lead to potential frostbite and other issues. And also there is a cold weather advisory and an extreme cold warning. Right now, there is an extreme cold warning. That remains in effect until noon today. Then the cold weather advisory goes in effect from noon today until midnight tonight. And that means that's good news because it's actually going to get warmer, and it's going to continue to get warmer, even into the night and into the overnight as well. And by tomorrow, we'll get back into the teens and more normal-like temperatures for this time of year. But again, cold weather, an extreme cold warning in effect until noon, cold weather advisory in effect from noon today until midnight tonight for the extreme cold warning. Dangerously cold wind chills as low as 30 to 40 below zero expected. For the cold weather advisory, very cold wind chills as low as 20 to 30 below are expected. For the extreme cold warning, please make sure, again, that these cold wind chills as low as 40 below zero causing frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. Frostbite and hypothermia will occur if unprotected skin is exposed to these temperatures. The coldest wind chills, again, are going to be happening right now, this morning, in this time frame. So as I said, right now, 38 below zero is the wind chill here at our studios in downtown Wausau. It's a situation where, again, if we get through the morning, I think we'll be okay, and then we'll start to see some temperatures that moderate. And again, it's not going to be exactly warm after this real cold snap, but it's going to be, again, much better than we've seen the last couple of days. So, again, we'll get more information on that coming up with Brittany Merlot as we continue in just a few minutes here on 98.9 WXCO. Couple of thoughts on Inauguration Day yesterday. And again, I think if you were tuned in to Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, I did my segment as I do every Tuesday morning, the last segment of his show, and Pat was saying that, you know, we can't be talking constantly about Mr. Trump and what he's doing. He has basically what he's, you know, instead of a swear jar, a Trump jar. you know, you get one freebie when talking about Trump, and then after that you have to throw something in the jar because we can't be, you know, talking Trump all the time. But at the same time, it is vital to I think, try to inform the folks and try to give a fair opinion. And I know a lot of folks are saying, oh, come on, you're way biased. Well, I mean, obviously we have a point of view, but a couple of points that real quickly, and we'll talk more as we continue throughout the show. Number one, you know, the old saying, a picture is worth a thousand words. The idea, and this was, you know, when you talk about what he does and what he says, and I heard some good advice a few months ago, actually, after the election. Don't get so bogged down in what Trump says. So much of what Trump says is all about the show aspect, the reality show aspect of his administration. He says a lot of things just to get a rise out of people. But be aware of the things that he does. And as he did take the oath of office, so he became president of the United States, one of the first things that then jumped out is, you see in the front row of the audience in the Capitol yesterday, as it was moved indoors because of the, quote, cold weather, you see the oligarchs, the richest people in the world, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, others. I mean, the Google guy. I mean, they're all there. Behind them is the cabinet. Behind them is the Congress. The front row, the richest people in the world. A picture is worth a thousand words. And also, one aspect that just makes me shake my head. Members of Congress were not allowed to bring in their spouse. Jeff Bezos is standing there with his second wife. So the rules, again, are not enforced for the rich people. That is a constant when it comes to Donald Trump. It's a constant when it comes to MAGA. The rules only apply for some people, not for all people. And then, of course, again, one of the first things that Donald Trump decides to do as president of the United States is to basically give a blanket pardon to almost everybody involved in January 6th insurrection. People who destroyed property on the United States Capitol. People who attempted to overthrow the election of a president of the United States. And Donald Trump, in one of his first acts in his second term as president, decides that he is going to pardon all those people. In the history of this country, I think that when you look at decisions that are made, and there have been some pardons which are more than questionable. I mean, I still remember back in 2001, just as he was leaving office, when Bill Clinton pardoned Mark Rich, a wealthy financier, a man that had in no way deserved a pardon. It made me very upset. And that's one of the aspects about Mr. Clinton's presidency that always left a bad taste. The money aspect, the financing aspect, the selling of the Lincoln bedroom, and then as he was leaving office, pardoning Mark Rich. That was an aspect that I always found disturbing. And I found that pardon be exceptionally disturbing. But that pales in comparison to the pardon of all of these criminals against the United States of America and criminals against democracy. Wrong on every level. So again, look at what Trump does more than what Trump says. And it's one of those situations where we're going to see plenty when it comes to Mr. Trump and what he does as opposed to what he says. Don't worry about the Gulf of America and that kind of stuff, but follow along what he does. And first full day in office, we'll see what he does here today. Coming up, we'll talk about the weather with Brittany Merlot. And there she is. We'll talk to her coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us, give us your questions, your comments at 715 312-982-9297. Again, that's a call or text line, 715-382-9297. And, of course, you can always use your Civic Media app as well. Real simple. Just open up the app, open up the 98.9 WXCO section of the app. There's a button to call, a button to text, a button to email, a button to go to the website. It's all right there, a button to listen to a live stream right there. So download that Civic Media app today. And it's a good day to stay inside and download the app because it's a very, very, very cold start here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature has been around 20 degrees below zero. Temperature wind chills have been almost 40 degrees below zero here in downtown Wausau. How long will that stay? Well, to find out, we're joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. I'm surprised the phones and text lines aren't blowing up asking me, when is it going to get warmer?
That is a good question, because the last few days it has been just frigid. And I was saying earlier as well, though, you look out the window, it's a very pretty start this morning. It's as long as you're not outside, as long as you're looking at it.
Yeah. And let me tell you, too, between my window, there is frost and ice all on the inside of my windows right now. So as I look through it, I'm looking through a layer of cold. So that is definitely leaking into houses through windows, drafts making their way in. I've heard of people's pipes bursting this morning, cars not cranking over with their batteries not starting. And here's a peace of mind. We are one of the coldest places right now in the entire state. We're about feeling the same wind chill as Madeline Island, that little island in Lake Superior in the Apostle Islands. So imagine those wind chills coming off the water there. It's the same in Timozenee right now. It is 42 below zero, feeling like, with those wind chills right now. So in those conditions, yeah, a lot of things are struggling. We can get frostbite within minutes. I think it's just 10 minutes in those conditions. And obviously hypothermia can sneak up on you too, and your pets as well. So hunker down, stay inside, and like you said, download the app. Do something else today.
Absolutely. But the good news is, I guess if you call it good news, is this is as cold as it gets, and we are going to start the warm-up right from this point forward.
Yay! It's happening, it's happening. The coldest is from about 6 to 8 a.m. We are past that point. Now, yes, the winds are going to get a little bit feisty like this late morning, so our wind chill is staying stuck between 30 to 40 below for the next few hours. But throughout the afternoon, even into the evening, even overnight and through tomorrow, our temperatures keep rising. We don't have an overnight low tonight because they just keep warming, and actually clouds are going to be moving in late. We're actually looking at some light snow moving in overnight as well. We could be waking up to a little bit of snow cover out there and flurries still flying early tomorrow morning and on and off throughout the day. But it's going to be warmer. We're going to hit highs in the upper teens to low 20s, and we'll be above zero finally. So throw your hands in the air.
Yeah, exactly right. And one of the interesting things, again, is the fact that, you know, we're going through this very, very frigid time. I know there's a chance of a little bit of snow, and I'm sure you're going to tell us about that again coming up here, you know, in the next, you know, 12 to 24 hours. But I was looking again at the forecast, and there's nothing. I mean, in fact, you know, for those of us who feel better in the winter when you see some sunshine, we're actually going to see, it looks like, a little bit of sunshine for the rest of the week. But is there any thought? I mean, again, I know that looking forward, you know, beyond, you know, just a few days is very difficult, but Are we bound to have another winter? We're not going to get much snow.
So the cold snap definitely, you know, it's easing up, but the cold still stays here with highs in those upper teens to low 20s for a good minute. And a lot of sunshine, like you said, which helps with the seasonal affective disorder because cloudy skies always bring that mood down. But besides lake effect and the cold blowing over the open waters, we're not looking at much. There is a system, the 27th, so kind of nearing the end of the month, I think that's a Monday. That system we've been watching, but it stays south. So it looks like the cold air is still sticking with northern Wisconsin. Now, as that system departs on the 28th, it does want to throw a few snow showers around, but overall, I'm not looking at much. I mean, we're talking into early February. We could see some rain throughout parts of the state. And maybe February 4th could be our first big snowstorm. So that's what it looks like at the moment. But up until then, just some light snow overnight tonight and throughout tomorrow, putting down about a half an inch to an inch or so.
All right. Well, what are the total details here for this forecast? Give us the good news about getting out from the 40-degree wind chills, 40-degree below zero wind chills.
Seriously. Oh, we're about to go through another temperature swing, this time on the up and up. So we're feeling anywhere between 40 to 30 below right now. By the afternoon, it'll feel like 20 below. And by the overnight, around midnight, we are hitting 0 degrees and climbing to plus temperatures, above zero temperatures, all throughout the overnight and into tomorrow afternoon, where we will hit highs in the upper teens. It will be cloudy. It will be lightly snowing on and off. No significant accumulations, about an inch or so. And then we cool down and actually stay above Wednesday night, so which is pretty crazy. Highs on Thursday will be in the mid-teens. It'll be plenty of sunshine Thursday, Friday, hanging out in those mid-teens. And then as we go into the weekend, a few clouds want to push in on Saturday, highs at about 25 degrees. And then we clear things out to a beautiful Sunday, highs in the upper teens. So we hang out in those upper teens to low 20s until we get some snow, maybe in February.
All righty. So let's get through the rest of today and then a little bit better.
Yeah, we'll get there.
All right, Brittany. Well, thanks again for the info. Have yourself a great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
You too. Stay warm. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's our Brittany Merlot joins us every weekday morning right here on 98.9 WXCO. Right now in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Fair skies 21 degrees below zero. Again, the winds are out of the west at 7 miles per hour. So a wind chill factor of 38 below zero. Wow. Coming up, going to talk a little bit more about the pardons of these January 6th insurrectionists, and talk a little bit about the people from Wisconsin that got pardoned by Trump yesterday. A disgusting start to the second term of Donald Trump. The time is 8:29. We have an information update coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Chad Holmstroy, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress, and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, just heard a promo for our big high school sports show. As tomorrow night, 6 till 8 p.m., I will be joined this week by current Wausau West High School head hockey coach B.J. Brandt, our normal co-host for the winter. Jeff Gress has some teaching duties at Newman Catholic, so he is unavailable. So we'll bring in Coach Brandt. We'll talk about their big matchup against Stevens Point on Thursday night. Plus, we have special guests. At 6:25, we'll have our student-athlete guest for this week from D.C. Everest, their outstanding goaltender, Griffin Bedell. Excuse me, again. just one moment. Still fighting this middle of the winter cold, or whatever you want to call it. But again, Griffin Bunnell, D.C. Everest goaltender, joining us at 6:25 tomorrow evening. And then at 7:25, we'll be joined for our coach guest this week by Wausau West boys basketball coach Nate Lemon. So that's tomorrow night, every Wednesday night, 6 to 8 p.m., the big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Don't forget, coming up at 9:06 this morning, we'll be joined in studio by the president of the Wausau School Board. We'll be discussing the upcoming referendum and also the elementary school consolidation plan with President Jim Boucher. Again, Wausau School Board President Jim Boucher joining us coming up at 9:06 this morning here on 98.9 WXCO. Wanted to discuss a little bit more the one of the first actions taken by Donald Trump in his second term as president, pardoning more than 1,500 January 6th defendants, including 11 from Wisconsin. And 4 years. And I was looking at different sites reporting on this story. And actually, there's a story even on WasaPilotandReview.com, which I'm going to give some information on the Wisconsinites who were pardoned. But if you look at the picture that leads this story on WasaPilotandReview.com, a picture from January the 6th of 2021, you see all the Trump flags flying. You see all the people pounding their way into the United States Capitol. You see a sign on the very far left, if you go to this story, Trump 2020, and there's an expletive on the flag. No couth at all for these people, which comes from their leader, Donald J. Trump. It's an outrage. It's an outrage that Donald Trump, in his first action in office, gives literally a get-out-of-jail-free card to people who defecated on the floor of the United States Capitol, who destroyed property of the United States Capitol, who destroyed more property at the United States Capitol since 1812 when the British burned down the Capitol. And Donald J. Trump said, no harm, no foul. I know that as we start this new Trump 2.0 era, that what is done. But at the same time, it shows where we are, and I don't understand why we are at this spot where people are so willing to overlook the crimes that have been done in the name of Donald J. Trump for him and by him over the last number of years. It was a mob of Donald Trump supporters smashing and destroying parts of the United States Capitol 4 years ago in an attempt to prevent Joe Biden from taking office. And almost 4 years to the day, 4 years and 14 days later, just after his inauguration, Trump pardoned them all. In the run-up to this, there was the expectation that Trump was going to have some pardons involved here. There was some thought that maybe he was not going to pardon some of the most violent of the criminals that were took part in January the 6th. In the end, he said, nope, no matter how violent you were, no matter if you took up against police officers, no matter what you did, you get pardoned. In his proclamation granting the pardons, Trump said he was ending, quote, a grave national injustice. I could not disagree more vehemently. A grave national injustice is what Donald J. Trump did yesterday. He gave, again, criminals the power of his office. Sickening. Sickening move to start off his new administration. There were 11 people from Wisconsin that were given pardons. One was named Riley Casper of Saxon, Wisconsin. The FBI, during the prosecution of this man, used private messages Casper sent to another individual as part of the case. There were YouTube videos in which Casper is seen shooting a can of pepper spray at police officers responding to the riot. Casper said in his IM, quote, I pepper sprayed three cops so bad they got undressed and went home. Gently brazed men, I think probably meant grazed, but brazed many others several times. I basically organized my own little militia and we bleeping took over Congress. And you can figure out what he said. He later told an associate that he planned to make pepper balls, paintballs that explode capsicum dust on impact to shoot at officers. Casper's message also said, I don't know what it is. Can't quite put my finger on it, but there's something satisfying about pepper spraying cops in riot gear and watching them run for you, from you like a bleep. In April 2024, Casper pleaded guilty to assaulting, resisting, or impeding certain officers or employees and was sentenced to 34 months in prison, followed by 2 years probation, and was ordered to pay $2,000 in restitution. This man was pardoned by Donald Trump yesterday. Joseph Catani of Colgate, Wisconsin, told FBI investigators he was at the Stop the Steal rally on January the 6th and said the crowd became hyped up after Trump said he would walk to the Capitol with them. He walked up the stairs of the Capitol and claimed he was pushed inside by the crowd. The FBI, though, said open source video show him pulling on a face shield worn by an officer attempting to stop the rioters. Once inside, the FBI says surveillance video shows him moving up the stairs to the Senate gallery until leaving the building through a broken window. Pardoned by Donald Trump, he had not even gone to trial yet. So he was never going to be held accountable for his actions. Michael Fitzgerald of Janesville, another Wisconsin proud guy. Recorded by Capitol security cameras near the front of a group of rioters who pushed past a podium police were using to block a doorway to the Capitol. Once inside the Capitol, the FBI alleges Fitzgerald spent around 40 minutes in the Capitol before leaving through a window. Because he was one of the first to enter the building, he was listed as number 32 on an FBI list of those wanted in connection to the violence that day. Fitzgerald turned himself in 3 days later and had been charged with violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, civil disorder, obstructing an official proceeding, entering a restricted building, and remaining in a restricted building or grounds. The man, as well, is proud of his role on January the 6th. In his profile on the social media site X, Fitzgerald describes himself as a veteran, father, and J6 defendant MAGA. 34 on FBI Most Wanted. Proud. Proud of his work on January the 6th. Pardoned by Donald J. Trump. Paul Kovacic of Milwaukee. Man pleaded guilty to parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building and sentenced to 90 days incarceration and 3 years probation. But then, after being granted additional time to finish his seasonal job before beginning his prison sentence, a U.S. marshal testified that Kovacic fled to Ireland. Kovacic later turned himself in and told investigators he claimed asylum with the Irish government for fear of political persecution in the United States. Real, real gutsy guy, that Kovacic. Pardoned by Donald J. Trump. Kevin Loftus of Eau Claire. FBI statement of fact says, while wearing a brown coat, backpack, and carrying an American flag attached to a piece of lumber, Loftus entered the U.S. Capitol. The FBI complaint against him shows screenshots he posted to Facebook where he claims to be one of 700 inside the building. That's right, folks. Some of us are in it to win it, Loftus said in a subsequent comment. Loftus pleaded guilty in 2021 to charge of parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building, sentenced to 3 years probation, community service, and restitution. It was reported last month while living in Texas during his probation, Loftus, who is a U.S. Army veteran, was stopped while trying to board a Turkish Airlines flight destined for Tbilisi, Georgia, when an airplane employee spotted a security flag. He was arrested in Iowa 3 days later and told the FBI he was trying to get a temporary visa to travel to Russia in hopes of applying for a temporary residency. He told agents he paid a man around $1,200 to buy equipment for Russian soldiers. Loftus said his intent was to fight for Russia against Ukraine. Loftus was sentenced to 6 months in prison for violating his probation. Pardoned by Donald J. Trump. I'm going to tell you about some of the others pardoned by Donald J. Trump in just a couple of minutes. We have to take a quick time out, but a disgusting start to the new administration of Donald J. Trump. The time is 8:49 here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Donald J. Trump said yesterday it was God that put him back in the White House and saved his life during the assassination attempt. And yet, Donald J. Trump uses that power to pardon criminals who attempted to overthrow the American government, basically, 4 years ago. And I'm telling you about the people that Donald Trump has pardoned from the state of Wisconsin. And it's quite a list. I mean, to hear what these people did and for Donald J. Trump to use his power to give them a get-out-of-jail-free card. David Charles Misch of West Allis. He called the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department the day after the Capitol riot to tell them he had information about the fatal shooting of Ashley Babbitt. Babbitt was shot as she climbed through a broken window next to a barricaded door leading to the U.S. House of Representatives Speaker's Lobby. Mish told a detective he was at the Speaker's Lobby door when the shooting took place. The FBI said video from inside the Capitol confirmed his presence. He pleaded guilty to parading, demonstrating, or picketing in a Capitol building, sentenced to 30 days in jail and a $500 restitution, pardoned by Donald J. Trump. Charles Walters of Sparta, Wisconsin, facing felony and misdemeanor charges, including destruction of property for his actions during the January 6th riot. The FBI statement of facts says Walters was seen in videos kicking a black railing installed for Biden's inauguration until it broke. In another video, he was seen rummaging through a refrigerator in the Senate parliamentarian's office. In an interview with Sparta police officers, he said he was at the Capitol and was wearing a black ballistic military-style vest and was only in the building for a few minutes. Subsequent videos showed Walters wearing a black riot-style helmet and black mask over his face. And you sense a pattern. This man, Walters, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran. So many people who sworn to serve this country turned on their country on January the 6th. He pleaded guilty to entering or remaining in a restricted building or grounds and a misdemeanor charge of destruction of government property. He was sentenced to 6 months incarceration, probation, community service, and restitution, pardoned by Donald J. Trump. Joshua Munn of Melrose, Wisconsin, he made it a family affair. He was inside the Capitol with four family members, according to the FBI statement of facts. In private Facebook messages obtained by the FBI, Munn told an acquaintance that his family marched on Washington and was extremely cool. He said he was with a group that was not violent and claimed the violence all came from the police, believe it or not. He pleaded guilty. He was sentenced to probation and restitution. And hang on one. I'm going to take one quick moment here. I'll be right back.
James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Sometimes, you know, you have to, when you're a little short-handed, and today a little short-handed because Ian is off in Orlando, Florida, as we talked about. And I saw our guest at the top of the next hour, Wausau School Board President Jim Boucher. He was ringing the doorbell. And being so cold, there was no way I was going to let Jim stand out there. So I had to go out there and let him in. So apologize for breaking things up here. But I guess the bottom line here is, again, Donald J. Trump showed his priorities. He pardoned violent criminals. And yeah, maybe there were, as he said, you know, some that were not violent, but he pardoned everybody. And we saw it. It's like we saw it. It's disgusting that he did this with his power. But yet again, the American people knew what happened and they decided to put this man back in office. And again, we're going to talk about the actions, the policies that affect the lives of Americans as this administration continues. But right now, it's just a very disturbing way to start off the new administration. We're going to take a time out to have an information update, and then we will be joined by Jim Boucher, Wausau School Board President, coming up at 9:06. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.